A couple of state worker unions are prepared to begin negotiating about $145 million in concessions with the state. Many others appear to be dragging their feet. To talk about what's likely ahead for unionized workers, I'm joined by Ray Hullman, legislative liaison for UAW Local 6000. Welcome to the show, Ray.
How's it going, Mike?
Good, good. Now, UAW Local 6000 represents about 15,000 workers. Officials at the Office of the State Employee are saying that the October 1st deadline is not too far away, and only two state worker unions have scheduled negotiation sessions so far. One of them is UAW Local 6000. Is there any advantage in delaying negotiations with the state?
Well, I'm not really sure. And I cannot talk about details regarding the upcoming contracts that we're going to start on July 26th. In fact, we have a bargaining team that will be issuing statements at the appropriate times. But I can tell you we are going into contract negotiations again at the end of this month. And, you know, we have been facing some pretty severe attacks during the last, I would say, year and a half or so. We just saw a new retirement proposal introduced for state employees, House Bill 4701. And also for all public employees, we see quite a bit of increases in terms of our health insurance. So the background is a lot of bills that are coming after public employees, not just state employees, but all public employees' pay and benefits. And, you know, it's coming at a time when state employees are doing more work than ever. In fact, since 2001, we've lost 11,000 workers. And, you know, we've given a lot of concessions already.
Now, if we talk about negotiations in general, like previous negotiations, can you give me a sense of how the process works? And do the final decisions usually happen just ahead of the deadline?
Well, I'm under strict orders from my president not to talk about negotiations, other than that our bargaining team, in fact, will be issuing statements about that. And the reason for that is we don't want to bargain, through the media and the public, mm-hmm. and we agreed with Office of State Employer not to talk about that. But what I can say is that, state employees, especially members of the UAW Local 6000, have seen their pay and wages cut every year. And we feel like we deserve credit. You know, when you're talking about the future, you know, we deserve credit for what we've already done. And what we've done is made structural changes, Mike. What I mean by that is we've transferred over to our 401k in 1997. We have new employees coming in paying over 20% for their health insurance. So, you know, as we move forward, we'd like Governor Snyder and everybody to give us credit for helping the state year after year balance its books, and at the same time mm-hmm. providing excellent service, you know, short staff.
Republican lawmakers are saying that, look, the reality is the private sector is pretty tough right now. Workers face cuts up to their benefits. If they lose their job, it happens very frequently. Doesn't it ultimately make sense that in this economic climate that state workers should be open to taking some cuts also?
Well, you know, Mike, nobody knows how bad it is in terms of just how severe this economy has been in the last 3 years, you know, since 2008. And because we see that in our lobbies, the Department of Human Services, our caseloads are through the roof, and citizens are struggling and people are scared. And what happens under those circumstances is, unfortunately, people point fingers at each other and say, well, you have decent health insurance. How come I don't? We need to take yours away. But, you know, I think there's some myths. And one of the myths is that state employees have lavish pay and Cadillac benefits. It's just not true, and academic studies have proved that. In fact, when you factor in for educational level, we actually make less money than the private sector. And so I think what's happening is people are scared, and people point fingers and think somebody else is getting something better than what they have. Although, you know, Michigan has been through the washing machine here, especially since those banks froze up in 2008. But we think right now the economy is starting to bottom up and hoping to climb out mm-hmm. and get the state rolling again.
I'm talking to Ray Hullman, legislative liaison at the UAW Local 6000. I can't help but ask, can you give me the average salary of a UAW 6000 member?
Well, it's a great question, and it's hard to answer, and I'll tell you why. Because we, as you mentioned before, we actually have almost 17,000 members, and they're in all the state departments. And some of our members have PhDs, some of our members are scientists, some of our members have a high school education. And so we have just such a wide range of professionals that it's hard to give an average. And that's what's kind of complicated about state government. You know, there's been studies that saying that we make far more than private sector, but a lot of these studies don't, you know, look at things like, you know, a fast food worker compared to a prison psychologist or a state attorney, you know, somebody that's working for the attorney general's office. So when you look at, you know, wages, it's kind of hard to answer. So I'm not sure exactly what the average salary is, just because we have such a variety of professionals and different levels of pay.
Now, when you see the MEA considering recall efforts of Republican legislators and other groups actively working to recall Governor Snyder, how do unionized state workers generally feel about these types of efforts?
Well, what we're doing is on July 25th, which is going to be the day before we sit down with the Office of State Employer for bargaining our new contract, we're having a rally in Detroit. It's called the Cadillac Place. It's right across the street from the Fisher Building, for state employees to come out on lunchtime and kind of let the public know all the sacrifices we've already made. You know, regarding recalls, we're not officially sponsoring any recalls, but we're not standing in the way of people exercising their democratic rights either. And, you know, teachers feel like they've been under attack, and unfortunately, state employees, again, also feel like we've, you know, done our part. So we'd like to, be given credit for that.
I wonder if you can comment on, we have the Michigan Corrections Organization. It's widely known now that they're looking at cuts of about $70 million. That's half of this total concession. Is there something unfair about having one group take on such a big portion of these concessions?
Well, you know, again, I've got to kind of fall back to my orders here. We don't want to negotiate in the media, and I don't want to talk about numbers. And I've made a commitment not to do that. But what I can say, Mike, in general, is we feel as if public employees in the whole have been scapegoated a little bit. And, you know, that includes teachers, firefighters. You know, the Senate Bill 7 that just passed would mandate that all public employees pay at least 20% for their health insurance. Although, interestingly, it may not include state employees because of civil service. We come underneath the civil service. But, you know, when you're talking about giving, you know, we feel like the public sector has given. And, again, I think it's a situation where certain politicians take advantage of people's fears and people point fingers.
Ray Hallman, legislative liaison for UAW Local 6000. Thank you for joining me, Ray.
Hey, thanks, Mike.
Excellent.
Great, thanks.
Talk to you soon. We'll